Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from the Capitol on Thursday evening. Today, the House focused on debating bills in Committee of the Whole and gave the budget a rest for one day. Both of my bills passed Committee of the Whole today, including the bill which clarifies language for rural health care districts. This bill, House Bill 86, will ensure that rural health care districts have statutory authority to hire physicians, nurses, and staff. My other bill, House Bill 146, is a study bill designed to address methods intended to increase the independence and professional credentialing of persons employed as senior human resource personnel. This bill came from my experiences serving on a state board where we had continual problems with the HR position in the agency, despite the individual being a very good person. There must be a clear firewall between directors and subordinate personnel, and this does not always exist in state agencies. In our Education Committee meeting this evening, we heard House Bills 124 and 114. House Bill 124 will ensure that the Wyoming State Board of Education standards will occur in a manner that allows the Joint Education Committee the opportunity to evaluate new standards prior to a legislative session, thus providing a check and balance to ensure the public has a body of last appeal during the standard setting process. I voted in favor of this measure and it passed the committee. House Bill 114 would have created a partially elected State Board of Education and is similar to a bill that I co-sponsored last session. I amended this bill to include a balance of 6 elected members and 6 appointed members, but in the end I voted against the bill. I support the idea of a partially elected State Board because elected members are more responsive to the electorate, and I believe elected members would have more confidence to push back against the legislature to protect local control. However, this is a huge step for Wyoming to take, and I believe the idea needs to be fully vetted as an interim study by the Joint Education Committee. The public and education professionals in Wyoming need to fully weigh in on this idea, and we need to spend the time to really look at this issue. The bill did not pass committee, but there are several related topics that need a complete look in the interim, and they include whether to elect the state board, standards development, and student data security. Thank you.